Hello,
Hi.
Hello.
Welcome back to Pass the Rock. A little bit of technical difficulties with mic 4, but we're surviving. Today we're going to be joined by myself, your host, Rock Riffit, co-host, Elijah Ennis. How you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty tired. You know, I got here a little late, but it's all right.
A little? You got here like 2 minutes before showtime.
Yeah.
That's You're still nice. Here. You're still here. You're still here.
Who are you? The time officer?
You're still here.
Who are you, the time police?
And then we got my other co-host, Brody West.
Yo, what's good?
And then I would say we have Jason, but Mike 4 ain't working right now.
Jason's kind of struggling.
Had a lot of problems over there. Okay. So, news-wise, there's a lot of news in the NBA right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty exciting. I think the news we all know I'm going to talk about.
Yeah.
The news we all know I'm going to communicate about is James Harden going to the Clippers.
Yeah. So what did the trade in the end look like? Do you know?
So it finally got finalized, I think, just a bit ago. Oh. So I know it had James Harden and PJ Tucker moving to the Clippers, and then the actual pieces back were Philip. No, they sent Philip Petrušev too. I don't really know him. Like, I really just don't keep up with them. I have no idea who that is. And then they got Marcus Morris, Robert Covington, Nick Batum, KJ Martin, a 2028 unprotected first-round pick, 2 second-round picks, a 2029 pick swap, and an additional first-round pick from the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Rock, Jason is telling you to turn his mic on.
Do not turn Jason's mic on. Keep that thing off for now. Jason, if you want to come in here, you can come on in here for now.
I believe this is probably the most scam trade in the league. I mean, kind of. I mean, we already seen the Clippers give up a whole bunch of picks, and now they're giving up more picks, which isn't bad, but...
No. If you look at what
Rock,
OKC...
Try one more time.
Nope.
Okay. Well, I'm done trying that. Y'all gonna have to figure it out.
Yeah.
But, okay...
Maybe he turned on mic 1. In there. The broken mic, maybe?
I don't know. Probably. Don't know,
whatever.
We'll figure it out.
Honestly, for the Clippers, it's a great situation. I mean, they now have a full roster of a great starting lineup.
Yeah.
Waiting for James Harden to come back. It's not like they still don't have a bench. They still got to back up 2 guards. They still got to back up 3. They still got to back up 3, which is Terrence Mann coming off the bench. Doing pretty well still. You know, good thing he didn't get traded, because trading him will put the Clippers in an iffy situation. Good defender, you know, can score at times. Try one more time.
Hello. Okay,
there we go. It's working.
Yeah, finally.
All right, now we're finally joined.
Now we are finally joined
by
who?
My final co-host, Jason Brown. How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good.
That's good.
So were you able to hear about what we were talking about?
Yeah, James Harden and Kenyon Martin.
I'm going to need you to speak up.
Hello?
Did you speak up or turn up the mic?
All right, is it better?
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
So what you think about that trade? Do you like it?
I mean, it is what it is. I think the Clippers ain't going to do nothing. You know.
Whoa, I don't know about not doing nothing. It's kind of crazy.
I mean, without James Harden, they almost beat the Lakers, who are really high on right now.
Honestly, the Clippers should have had that game. It's just LeBron James doing LeBron James, what needs to be done.
Yeah, LeBron had a historic clutch, night. Yeah. He had, like, 2 different records he broke that night. I think it might have been 3, actually. But, like, he was going crazy. I mean, there's not much you can do. And AD played pretty well, too.
For sure.
You know, with Paul George and Kawhi both putting up over 35 points and losing the game like that close, it's on to the next game. Ain't nothing
much. And Russ put up 24, too, that night.
See, it's all about y'all saying that Russ is bad now. This and that. It really wasn't Russ. It's all about fitting him into a great system. And this system and what the Clippers have is way better than the Lakers, because where you get put Russ in a situation that the ball is not in his hands, which is not Russ' game. Which, I'm sorry, I know he's an NBA player and NBA players have to adapt, but he's at, you know, it's at some point, like, the game is worked better when you have certain players on your team that needs to play in a certain style. And with Russell Westbrook being put on the Clippers, or it being put on the Wizards with the ball in his hand, the team is more effective.
Yeah, I really do feel like a team's better when, in most situations, I feel like, who would you want to be the primary? You want Russell Westbrook bringing the ball up?
Russell Westbrook. Westbrook.
I mean, he'd obviously be the point guard defensively and, like, all of that, but, like,
You want Russell Westbrook because it's the same situation. It would be like when they had James Harden and Russell Westbrook in Houston. Russell Westbrook was going to bring up the ball, and at some turn point, it was going to possession was somehow was going to get to James Harden, and if Russell wasn't find a way to get an assist to score, it was going to get to James Harden. So simple as that.
Right.
I don't know. Like this team just scares me because I've seen Harden on so many super teams now. Like Harden has not been a super team performer so far.
I wouldn't say
he hasn't performed.
I wouldn't say he's been on. Man, this is probably his second super team. If you count the Sixers as a super team, it's kind of crazy because that
he
team
just
is
had
not
one.
Super
he had an MVP,
but I mean
nobody else.
You have intentionally like designed super teams. These are like looking like oh, this is a super team.
This is a super team.
Like when you have three great players on a team, it's not always a super team. But this is a design from the start. Super.
This
team.
This is his second super team.
This is the second super team.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know who else looks like a super team right now from last night? The 51. They beat the Pacers by 51.
Yo, shout out to the Celtics, man.
The Celtics, man.
They're looking wonderful. You know, Jaylen Brown out there still can't dribble with his left hand. Dropping
like 36 the last two. He put up 30 something the last few games.
Dribbling with his right.
No Jaylen Brown has 16 points.
Not this game. Last game or game.
Dribbling with his right hand.
I think he's struggling for sure. But Jason Tatum, you know, always puts him over the hump usually.
See, Jason Tatum out there looking like an MVP, like I've been talking about, man.
He going for that thing.
I'm telling you, Jason Tatum is going to get that MVP this season. I don't care what none of y'all say. I had Jason Tatum winning MVP at the start. So, you know, come on. You got to give my props. He is putting up 35+.
I could see it. It's a possibility, but I don't know. I feel like there's so many great players in the league right now. Like, it's so statistically
nuts. Yeah, but,
nuts.
Like, bro, you...
Like, look at what Luka's putting up for Jokic.
Like, bro,
Jokic had an off night last night.
Yeah, I mean...
Jokic had a rough
I wouldn't say
night.
Off I mean, night. I say the Timberwolves successfully defended Jokic. Let's say that.
Yeah, he did.
Especially for Rudy Gobert.
He put up 25-10. But they cut off his assist, is what he did. If you can cut off one of his things, if you can cut off his scoring or his assists, you're going to win the game in my eyes. Because what he does is he does both. And he's the primary, you know, passer and stuff. So, and, like, distributor. And so if you cut off his 25+ or you cut off his 10, or you cut off his 8+ assists, they're not going to win many basketball games. Because he's just so important to that team.
Yeah, he's the real facet of the offense. If you stop Jokic,
surprisingly, the Dallas Mavericks is actually winning
games. They are
games.
Number one in the West.
They are surprisingly actually winning games. And this
bro,
is what,
quit glazing, bro.
And this is, what Al Irving, so we're going to see how far this goes. But I say for their last few games, they really haven't played anybody, if I believe, like, to be personally, they played a terrible Grizzly team. They played the Bulls.
Bro, you're hating, but they played the Spurs, the Nets, the Grizzlies.
Oh my God, the Spurs. These are teams that's at the bottom of the West, bro.
Bro, they got your favorite player, bro. Went bananas, bro. What are you talking about?
They got the teams at the bottom of the West, bro. These teams is not winning.
Who did they play that was over 500?
I don't think anybody yet.
Nobody.
No, the Spurs were... were they?
The Spurs are 500 on
Spurs
the
Spurs are 500,
they're 2-2.
Yeah. They're 2-2.
I'm not hating. The Mavericks are still undefeated, but like they really haven't played competition like this. Keeping up. Like they can't keep
and
that
you
consistent.
And you have to
you know
in
that.
One of those games you have to have Luka what drop 50 or 60 to win that game.
Yes, like Luka's carrying that team. You can't expect him to do that every single time.
The Nets?
Yeah, Nets is not a good team.
The Nets is like a 8 seed,
bro. Maybe 9.
Bro, Elijah, bro, you don't even watch basketball, bro.
I literally watch. I have the NBA pass, bro. You can't tell me what I watch and what I don't watch.
Bro, your takes is crazy.
You can't tell me what I watch and what I don't watch, bro.
It's just nuts. And I think, but the Bucks finally came back down to earth. They've been coming back down to earth the last two games.
Bro, the Bucks are trash, bro.
It's going to take time and development.
Yeah, it's going to take meshing. I think it's a new system. I think they just really got off. Dame got off to a hot start, and I think that's That's just how it goes sometimes.
It's going to take time and development. Just give it a little bit of time. New system, a bit of different team. You know, you still kind of got what you have. It's just adding on Damian Lillard and Malik Beasley. But this, the team
Malik
is the same.
Beasley was their top scorer last night. Not even Giannis or Dame.
What do you have?
He had 20.
That's not bad.
Giannis and Dame
Giannis,
had 20?
No.
Giannis shot attempts has been taken off. Like, he doesn't take the same amount of shots that he used to.
And Damian Lillard only had 15.
Bro, actually looking into it, though, what is going on? I mean, I get it, it's like the fourth or fifth game of the season. But Giannis having under 20 points?
I think Giannis kind of messed himself up with that 50K camp, you know? I feel like he's trying to go more into the skill role when he just needs to be aggressive.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of the times, a lot of Giannis's best takes are just all aggression.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah, he's the most dominant player in the league. You should be dominant in how you play basketball.
Yeah, I feel like, and watching him now, he's just not as aggressive in the, like, he's just not aggressive scoring-wise like he used to be. Like, the takes just aren't there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel you on that one.
But they lost to the Raptors, though, bro.
Raptors is not a bad and the Raptors that night, it was just better offensively wise because everybody on that Raptors team is like just went off in general. Like, if you actually seen that game, they just, you know, decided to, like, everybody was scoring, everybody was getting buckets. It was just going off all individuals. Like, that was the Raptors night that night. It was a defensive and offensive night for the Raptors. I mean, you've seen that Pascal Siakam only
26.
9 for 13. OG Anunoby went 7 for 7.
Scotty Barnes
went 8 for 16, 4 for 6 from the 3. When you see Scotty Barnes shooting making four three-pointers? Never. No. He's not a three-point shooter, bro. You got Dennis Schroeder, 9 for 13. Like, the team individual shot 56% from the field. They wasn't missing that night. So, in generally, it was just a great offensive game for the Raptors.
And yeah, personally, if you put up 130, you're going to assume it was a really good offensive night. When you put up 150, it's
did anybody worse. Watch the Pelicans game?
Yeah, that was a... I don't know what the Thunder was on, giving up that 20-point lead, but, you know.
I did see that on Instagram. They
Zion.
22-point lead.
Zion is that guy. You know,
man,
you can't,
he only had 20, bro. Calm down.
Zion is that guy. You can't count him out. 28 and 10.
The guy on that team tonight was C.J. McCollum. The guy on that team was C.J. McCollum.
And
he had 29, 11 rebounds, and 5 assists.
I give C.J. McCollum's business props. C.J. McCollum is like a top 10 shooting guard in the league.
Yeah, for sure. I think he's been that for a while. I think since he's left Portland, he's been that.
Since he's left Portland, I say since he's kind of been in Portland, he was like more like that number 10 guy.
Top 10 in Portland? I mean,
you're crazy, Elijah. You're crazy.
Don't think he's top 10. I couldn't. And thinking about shooting guards, it's hard to think of 10 that are better than him off the dome. But like,
come on, bro. He was like either 10 or 11. You got to give him his props.
He was high up there. I could see him
15.
At top 15.
In
yeah.
Portland, yeah.
But I don't
but
know.
Now,
about...
yeah, I say he's top 10 now.
He might be top 10. It's still a little debatable to me.
Now he's top 15.
But
whoa,
I think...
that's crazy.
Ready? Ready?
That's crazy.
Ready? Yeah. Ready? Josh Giddey.
Okay. No, I wouldn't take Josh Giddey just right yet.
Okay.
He could be, but not yet.
Hold on, I got you. We got Josh Giddey. Jaylen Brown?
I would take Jaylen Brown.
I guess.
I mean, I'd rather have somebody who can dribble with both of their hands, but I guess because of his defense ability.
Mm-hmm.
Kyrie Irving?
Kyrie, yeah.
Okay.
Bradley Beal?
Yeah.
Donovan Mitchell? Stop it, Elijah. Stop that, 4. Man.
I messed with Bradley Beal, but...
Availability.
His last
is the best
season,
ability.
He wasn't efficient. I'm going to be real with you. His last season, like, he actually played, he wasn't efficient. He wasn't.
I got 4.
Jay Poole?
No.
Did I say Donovan Mitchell?
Yes.
Okay. James Harden?
I would take James Harden.
Yeah.
Right
Devin
now.
Booker?
I'd take D-Book.
Mikal Bridges?
He's not a shooting guard. He's a forward.
Yeah, he's a forward. He's a small forward.
Okay, Tyrese Maxey?
No, they're more like the same player.
They're more like the same player. I would rank him lower, though. I would take CJ McCollum over him.
Right. I think CJ McCollum's defensive skills is better than Maxey's.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to go with CJ on this.
He's fast. CJ, I mean, not CJ. No, Tyrese Maxey's just fast.
Tyrese Maxey, in my eyes, is kind of like a guard. The only reason why they have him as shooting guard because James Harden was in that area.
Yeah.
I
have 6 right now.
Who else could we say? Ant Edwards?
Is
okay.
He a forward? Or is he a
he's a guard.
He's a guard. Okay.
Zach LaVine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Klay Thompson?
We're talking about now, Klay.
Now, Klay.
I've got to see his stats.
I got it. Yeah.
We're talking about now, Klay. I don't know, bro.
He's just been rough lately. He hit a game winner last night. I'll say
Shout out to him right there. Hit a game winner. Keeping the Warriors 16 points a game. Oh, nah. 45 from the field. Oh, nah.
Yeah, I'm going to take CJ.
Yeah, oh, nah. You bugging.
Okay, Marcus Smart?
No.
No.
He's a point guard.
Oh, he's not. Shooting guard.
He's a shooting guard now because he's on the Grizzlies, but in general, he's a point guard.
Austin Reeves?
No.
Wow. Ooh. OG Anunoby?
No. Forward.
No, he's nice.
He's a four. He's a 6'7 defensive wing.
I got eight right now.
Okay. DeJounte Murray?
No.
No.
I wouldn't take DeJounte Murray over him right now.
I feel like Devontae Murray is one of the most overrated players in the league. He's not, like, I'm going to be real, he's not athletic like that. He's like 6'4", 6'5". I mean, he's not a great shooter, and he can play make, but that's all I can see.
Malik Monk?
No.
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 Not Malik Monk. Not right now.
Man.
You have to prove something over there.
I mean, what else you got to prove? I mean...
I think the only player that comes close was, like, maybe right now, how RJ Barrett is playing is he comes close. Just
RJ Barrett,
he's balling. Have you seen him? He's balling.
Let me look.
He's been balling. Well, not last night. Last night kind of was.
Let me look.
Did he even play last night?
Who are we talking about?
RJ Barrett did not play last night. RJ Barrett.
21-3-2 with 45 from the field. Yeah, that's not it, buddy.
I think that's pretty good. Average
45 20. From the field.
If you average 50, that's really good from the field.
You average 45 from the field.
We'll see. I still got eight. So with he's top 10 in my
with the amount of shots he takes, too?
I don't know. So I have eight. So he's in my top 10. He's in my eight spot.
I don't know. I got more, though. I got more.
Okay.
Gary Trent Jr.
No.
Really? I mean, he has seven.
You're naming bench players now.
What do you mean?
That comes off. They have a role. They scored about, like, 15 points.
Twin, bro. What are you talking about, bro? He averaged 17.
CJ McCollum averaged over 20 with 50%, 20. With close to 50% efficiency.
Boy, you make my head itch. Okay. If that's the case, then Terry Rozier Jr.
No.
What do you mean? He averaged 20 last year.
With bad shooting.
And he's on it.
And he's not a good defensive player. He's short. And he's like 6 foot.
He's old, too. He's getting up there. I would take CJ McCollum over him right now.
Okay. Anthony Simons.
No. It's close, but no. No.
Jalen Green?
No.
That man is just a highlight. All he does is highlights.
No.
He misses the rest of the game.
Did Jason say Desmond Bane?
Yeah, I did say Desmond Bane.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. I didn't even hear him.
That's nine. I take Desmond Bane.
I don't know. I like Desmond Bane.
I feel like statistically he's beating out.
So he's at my 10.
I like Desmond Bane, but overall I think McCollum is just better. You know, he's not really that. He's more of that Klay Thompson type of shooting guard.
Okay, then PG.
PG's not.
Yes, he is. Paul George, yes, he is.
Paul George, I think he's playing the three right now, and they got Kawhi at the four.
Paul George can play the two and the three.
Well, I'm going to count him as a three because he's
I'm going to count him as a
six,
forward.
Seven.
Okay. Let's talk about LeBron then. Okay.
LeBron is a forward. Shooting guard.
I mean, but LeBron can play 1-5, though, right or wrong?
Well, not.
Dude. Right he cannot play
LeBron
the two.
LeBron is trash.
Okay. All right, Gary.
The service to Virgil.
I don't think LeBron can play but I would put.
Nah, but like low key, I really don't think LeBron's trash. I just like to, whenever I hear his name, I'm always like he's trash, just to get people
riled up,
get people talking. But I do think Jordan's a better player overall, and I know I'm right on that. So
yes, sir. All
right. I have nine, and I'm not gonna probably budge on nine. I don't think there's anybody else in the league that really. So I got him at
nine. Bron has the most turnovers in NBA history.
He's been playing a long time.
Brown been playing for 20 years.
Wait, hey, did I say Kyrie?
Yes.
Yes.
I just had to make sure.
Yes, you said Kyrie. You said at the third one.
I mean, really looking into it, I mean, I'm not wrong. I'm not wrong.
He's 10. You said top 15. He's top 10.
I said top 10.
Oh. You said top 15, hold Jason.
On. Darius Garland. He go no.
Just point guard.
He's a point guard.
Point guard.
Bro, you understand what a guard means? Spider. You can play one or two.
Right I said shooting guard. He's
we
the best
said
shooting
guard in the league.
If we're talking point guards too, that played shooting guard, that'd be a totally different.
Because
guard.
Darius Spider Garland doesn't play shooting guard. He's
Donovan
a point
Mitchell,
guard. The ball
Donovan
is,
Mitchell is a shooting guard.
The ball is in guard Darius Garland's hand to create the plays. All right, you've seen that he averaged over 7 assists a game. He's the guard. He's the
exactly.
point guard.
And you can't list more than one on one team because either you're going to the bench or you're talking about another position. And you already said Donovan Mitchell.
How, bro? You understand? Like, what are you doing, Garrett? Okay, when you're playing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does only the point guard bring the ball up?
Bro.
Is Donovan Mitchell
Darius
is
Garland
guard?
Is a 6 foot guard. Is a 6 foot guard.
He's you know a what? Point guard.
He is a point guard.
You know what? Let's go put Darius Garland at shooting. Let's go put Darius Garland in shooting guard,
and
let's let all the 6'6", 6'7" just dunk all over him. Let's do that. Let's definitely do that. Come on. Let's make it happen.
That is
terrible. If you were imagining him as shooting guard, you have to imagine him his defense there too.
Yeah.
So he would not be top 10.
No.
Like it's not.
No, he would not.
You telling me you want me to put a 6'1", 192-pound point guard
as shooting guard?
As shooting guard.
Kate Cunningham.
Point guard.
He's 6'7", though. What's the difference,
He
though?
Plays point guard.
Oh, but that's crazy, though. See,
and then if you say
Jaden
Ivey, I pick CJ McCollum over Jaden Ivey.
Boy, you don't make sense, then.
Point guard.
Okay, hold on. I have another question for you, then. Ready? Okay. So how tall is Jokic?
Bro, Jokic is a center.
Why are we going? Jason,
just,
you doesn't. Bro,
just,
Jason,
just
you
answer
sound
the question.
Stupid right
just
now.
Answer the question. Answer the question.
Bro is like 7 foot.
Okay, but you got a center bringing up the ball, though. How that make sense, then? What's the difference
what does this
get,
have to do with the
just,
shooting
just,
guard position?
I'm trying to make it make sense. Darius
what
Garland,
does bringing up the ball have to do with anything? I didn't say Darius Garland
spot.
Is a point guard because he brings up the ball. I said Darius Garland is the point guard because he has the
four.
Ball and most of the time in his hand that he creates the play for the team, that he runs the offense for the team like a point guard is supposed to. Because that's the point guard's job.
And he's 6 foot one.
He's 6 foot one and 190.
Now, Cade Cunningham is playing point guard for the Detroit Pistons because he's the best player on the team that can make plays for it and hold the ball for the team, the most efficient. That's the reason why he can play point guard at a 6'7" height. Now, Jokic, on the other hand, is a 7 foot center, 200, close to 300 pound center who is not that fast, not that strong. Well, he's strong, very strong. Not that athletic. Who needs to be down low in the post, gets the ball, and then when he has the ball in his hand, he's either going to be double team or he's going to find somebody right, open.
Bro. Elijah,
I'm telling you what a point guard is doing.
I'm asking this one question. All right, look, you're Steve Kerr, right?
Yes.
You got Chris Paul and Curry. Who's running the one?
Curry.
Boy, you don't make no sense, boy. You don't make no sense at all.
Nah.
Curry.
You don't make no sense at all.
I'm putting Chris Paul in the shooting guard. Regardless, it don't matter. I'm putting Chris Paul in the shooting guard. It don't matter.
If I'm just saying, like, the game of basketball nowadays, it's not the point guard. It's called a facilitator. There's not a point guard is not always a facilitator on a team. So instead of being, like, the point guard, and then everybody thinks it's, like, he's going to pass the ball, he's going to get 10, 11 assists, it's not that anymore. You just call... You say Jokic is the facilitator on that team. Chris Paul is the facilitator on that team. You don't say the point guard is the facilitator
on
that team anymore.
Chris Paul is not the facilitator on the Warriors. It's Draymond Green. Everybody knows this. Draymond Green is when the ball is not in Curry's hand and they're trying to make a play, setting off ball screens for Curry, it is in Draymond's green hand.
That's what I'm saying. It's not just a point guard passing league anymore.
Yeah.
Not the point guards aren't. You have the guys like Tyrese Haliburton. Don't get me wrong. You have point guards like Tyrese Haliburton. Who put up 10 assists a night. But you also have Jokic who puts up 10 assists a night, who's a center.
Yeah, you don't need to be a point guard to be a facilitator. And a facilitator doesn't have to be a point guard. Like, it's
literally.
Not.
Yeah.
It's just that certain players can do certain things that can put them in certain positions. And
exactly.
Right there, what you just said, Darius Garland is not a shooting guard, because he can't do things that shooting guards do, because shooting guards have to be able to score the ball and play defense on the guard and on wings. Darius Garland cannot do that. He's 6'1".
And I think even then, like, we can just go to the roster. What does it say he is? What are they calling out? Starting name. Who's their starting point guard?
Darius Garland. You look at the TV, you're like, starting lineup. Point guard, Darius Garland. Shooting guard,
Donovan Mitchell.
I feel like it's just undebatable.
Small forward, Okoro. And then Jared Allen and Mobley are interchangeable.
Bro, it's both going to have a G's on them. So what's your point? Donovan Mitchell is a guard.
We're not talking about all guards here, though. We're talking about
shooting guards.
Pure shooting guards.
If you look at any type of guard, it's going to say small forward. I mean, my bad. Shooting guard or point guard? What are you talking about?
It's going to say PG or SG.
We didn't bring up Curry in the top 10. We didn't bring up any good point guards. It's an entirely different conversation. We've all got
shooting guards.
Curry is also a shooting guard.
Curry is a point guard. I'm not saying Curry is listed on the roster as a PG. He's a point guard.
I would never put Stephen Curry as a shooting guard.
I know.
Never.
No.
Never.
That don't even make sense, bro.
Never. Unless you got Chris Paul in the game, I guess so. But no, that's just not happening.
If he doesn't start with the ball in his hands, it doesn't work as well.
Oh, bro, y'all make my hair.
I don't know. I don't really like a lot of possessions when Curry has the ball in his hands too much.
I'm saying like when he starts it out and then he just passes it and then he starts running.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how the offense rolls. The offense is a pace where everybody has to be spread out. Either get the screen for Clay, Curry, or get a down low to Draymond can just drive it in down low, or get it to Looney somehow. Looney is out there setting the screen for somebody. That's what gets the paint open, because they know they got to worry about the outside.
If we want to go over all the games, since I think we'll do Tuesday.
Whatever you're talking about, Jason, you're tweaking.
Bro,
so
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to.
So the Knicks win on Tuesday. The Knicks win 109-91 against the Cavaliers. Cavaliers fall to 1-3, and the Knicks go to 2-2.
Cavaliers having an off start right now, but yeah. I guess because Donovan Mitchell like missed the two out of those five games, so.
And then
I guess so.
The Spurs beat the Suns 115-114 on Tuesday.
Devin Booker played one game and decides not to come back for some reason.
The Magic lose to the Clippers 102-118.
You know, the Magic, you know, they have a little something, but, you know, I see it, but Paolo Banchero is not having his best time right now. Like, I see him not putting up the ball up like he did in his rookie season, but, you know, I think he starts shooting more.
So the Blazers get their second win of the season with a win over the Pistons 110-101. The Pelicans, of course, come back from a 22 deficit to beat the Thunder 110-106. The Cavaliers get their revenge a day later in Madison Square Garden, and they beat the Knicks 95-89. That's a low scoring game, and the Nets beat the Heat. The Heat are slow; they are getting off the ground very slow. Jimmy Butler in the From what I've seen in the Boston game that I watched, he just has not looked locked in. And, I mean, that's how it always is. So, we'll just have to wait to see if they make the postseason. If they make the postseason, they always have a chance, of course.
But I don't understand how Tyler Herro's out here dropping 50-something fantasy points. Like, come on, Tyler. Come into earth. This isn't you.
The Pacers, this is Tyler Herro. This is he proving himself.
The Pacers lose 104-155 against the Celtics. Jason Tatum, I think it's 30 or something. The Nuggets lose their first game of the season, 89-110 to the Timberwolves. The Rockets beat the Hornets, 128-119. The Mavericks beat the Bulls, 114-105. The Grizzlies lose to the Jazz, 109-133. The Clippers lose in overtime to the Lakers, 125-130. And the Warriors stay undefeated against the The Kings 102-101. The game winner by Klay Thompson.
I need John Morant to come back, man.
This is honestly disappointing for the Grizzlies. Like, they actually suck. They're 0-5.
Yeah. Someone was saying the Grizzlies would be good.
I did not say that. I knew they was going to be trash.
I knew the Grizzlies would be trash, but
I said, like, if they don't get a hot start and they start losing a whole bunch of...
I said if they
don't get a hot start and they start losing a whole bunch of games, they 0-5 right now.
Yeah, they haven't won a game yet.
If they go like 2-23, their season is over. I'm not going to lie, bro. It's cooked.
Even with like Ja coming back, even if he does, you're going to have losses. That much bad momentum. That, like, having 23 losses, that's bad for your team's like mental health.
You better just tank at that point.
Yeah, just go for a pick at that point.
I'll probably just disqualify them from the end season tournament right now. Let's get it over with. Come on.
Hey. They play the end season tournament starts tomorrow, guys. The 3rd of November.
Oh, yeah.
And Fortnite comes out tomorrow, too.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about that.
Talk about Fortnite.
We'll talk about the first couple games of the NBA in-season tournament. Then the next episode, next Thursday, we'll recap that, and then we'll go over what happened that week as well.
Hey, shout out to the Texas Rangers for winning the World Series last night, man.
Shout out. Good job.
All right. Well, that was Pastor Rock. I hope you all have a great week. Bye.